Hi, good morning. My name is Miranda Smith. I'm a daycare center owner in Algiers. I also worked for the federal government for 20 years. My son's name is Cecil Banks. My son wasn't able to locate my son. He's been locked up here since August the 5th in the House of Detention. My son, I finally found my son after 3 weeks. He called me. He's in Cotton Pot, Louisiana. My son notified me that he hadn't eaten here for the past 4 days in Orleans Parish Prison. He was shackled and handcuffed in water without any supervision. My son have a 4-month-old baby. My son need to be home with his baby. He also need to be home with his family. And I'm just speaking out on behalf of my son because he can't speak out for himself. I've been, from the time my son was incarcerated from August the 5th, I've been back and forth to South White Street, talking with the DAs to see what do they have on my son. No one could ever produce any paperwork on my son. And then the hurricane came, and now we're at a standstill. I need some justice for my son.
My name is Joe Cook. I'm the executive director for the ACLU of Louisiana, and I'm also here today to report on the work of our National Prison Project. The National Prison Project, lawyers there, represent all Orleans Parish inmates in a long-standing federal lawsuit on Hamilton Memorial for over 30 years. And it covers the conditions that occurred here during, before and after Hurricane Katrina. We have gathered accounts from OPP evacuees who described the jail descending into chaos after the storm hit and the OPP buildings began to fill with water. We recently filed two declarations in federal court from two former inmates there, Rafael Schwartz and Quantonio Williams. Mr. Schwartz was sprayed with mace and abandoned by officers in a locked cell with 7 other prisoners. They remained in this cell without food, without water, without light, without ventilation for 3 days. Finally, they were able to break out, open a window and break out. They were rescued by a deputy who told them that she had found 3 dead bodies in the jail as she was searching for survivors. We believe there are scores more bodies that were left in this jail, and we can't get access to the jail, to these units. And that's why we filed one of these declarations. Both Mr. Schwartz and Mr. Williams described their grueling evacuation to the Hunt Correctional Facility, where they were housed on a football field with several hundred other evacuees. They spent days on this football field without any correctional men or women in oversight. They saw many prisoners with weapons and numerous prisoner-on-prisoner assaults. Soon after the OPP evacuation was complete, the Prison Project asked the Department of Corrections for access to their client so they could begin gathering facts about their experiences during the storm. The DOC, along with the sheriff, control the parish prison, have denied access to the Prison Project to their client. The Prison Project filed a motion for access, which is available on the ACLU's website. A hearing on that is scheduled for October 19th. Before Judge Chavez in Baton Rouge. And the other thing we want to point out too is that inmates were trying to get out of here. They hung blankets out, they hung ropes, they hung signs, desperately trying to get out, and no one responded to help them. And now we know that the sheriff is trying to get these buildings ready for reoccupation. And that they have not been certified to be habitable or safe. We also have visited the jail over at the Greyhound bus station and the hearings that they have there. And we have verified the reports that people have been arrested in New Orleans after hurricane on minor offenses and have been offered the opportunity to plead guilty and receive a sentence of time served as long as they agree to do 40 hours of community service work cleaning up this toxic waste facility here. And they're not providing, as best we can tell, opportunity for bond, and they're telling them they'll send them off to Hunt Correctional Center, and you'll come on a bus, and you'll be back in 3 weeks. And as we said, we know the sheriff is planning to reopen some of these buildings. We have a question about, are they habitable? Does he have staff that can serve the inmates here? How will he provide essential services such as medical care with Charity Hospital and University Hospital now closed down? They used to provide emergency services and medical care here. So we have also filed a motion for a temporary restraining order, the National Prison Project has, against the sheriff to preserve all remaining physical evidence in the jail until we could enter and inspect the building, the prison project or expert. The court is scheduled to hold a hearing on that project motion before the end of this week. A date and time has not been set. We are committed to a full investigation of what happened at this jail during and after the hurricane, ensuring as a part of the lawsuit that the sheriff and state officials have a reliable plan for evacuating jail so that the safety of prisoners and staff is assured. We also call upon the sheriff to present a comprehensive plan to the city council and state legislature for reopening the OPP before prisoners are moved back into this facility. Thank you.